This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What is on your mind? I am not Scott Hennon. By the time he gets back, he is going to have story after story after story about the fjords and the Chevys and the Dodges. No, just the fjords and all the other Norwegian stuff over in Norvegia. Yeah. As we're going to be making the trip that we've talked about for weeks and weeks and weeks. Carrie and I didn't make this trip, hopefully the next one. Love to see the old country. Part Norwegian, I should see from whence I came. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. Toll free at 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or somewhere. There it is. I just realized I should probably put the phone in front of me if you're going to text me. At 701-226-8503. If you text Scott the next couple of weeks, you may get pictures from Norvegia sent to you. Who knows? 701-226-8503 to text. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. The good news is, if Scott's going to be gone, you're not just stuck with me. Coming up later this week, Gary Amenith, Eugene Greener, Pat Finken. Today, District 45 Republican Chairman and fantastic guy and Facebook friend, John Trandum.
Hey, Todd, Facebook friend to all. Add me on Facebook. You can hear me spout off every day. How you doing, Todd?
Or at least see you spout off every day.
I think I've been voted most likely to say something I will regret on the radio.
I've got 53 years of that, so I know that feeling. That's my whole life story is, you know, one regret after another, after another,
yeah, well,
after another.
Yeah, go join the club. Well, welcome to the program, people. We're glad you're with us this morning. We're going to have open phones up until the top of the next hour. So if there's something on your mind, be sure and call in right away and we can talk about it. You know, on the Need to Know Morning Show, I don't know if you heard this, Todd, but Steve and Alex were talking about Donald Trump and whether he needs to have someone else do his tweets for him or he needs some sort of a filter on his tweets. And you know, I've got real mixed feelings about that because I like an authentic political figure, and there are so few authentic political figures. Washington,
I think
is
he
full
needs
of phonies.
To tweet, but he may need to take a deep breath first. Because Scott and I have talked about that. Right? Ronald Reagan, if he were alive today, if you're a president today, would be using social media. He went right to the people. Back then, the currency was network TV, you know, the 8 o'clock, 7 central live thing to everybody on the three networks at the time, because Fox wasn't really an entity yet. In today's society, Reagan would be using Twitter, but probably in a more calm manner than the Don tends to, yeah. I guess.
Well,
but.
And I what I had suggested was a self-imposed 30-minute waiting period on your enter button on the computer. So you write your tweet up, give it 30 minutes, have a cup of coffee, think about it a little bit, read it again, and then hit send if you think it effectively conveys the message that you're wishing to convey to the American
30
people.
30 minutes. That's an eternity in this society.
I know. That's an
eternity.
About
5 minutes?
Well, even 5 minutes would be better than 0 minutes because I'm as guilty as the next guy of punching out an email and then hitting send and saying, oh, man, I wish I'd have said that a little bit differently. That didn't come across the way that I wish it had. I think we've all done that. And I don't think that that's unique to Donald Trump, obviously. I just think it's one of those things where it moves so fast, and sometimes, you know, the emotion and the heat of the moment can get the better of you, and you say stuff that you may want to have said differently. So that's what I would suggest. But you know what? He's the president. It's up to him. His Twitter account is his Twitter account. So far, he's realized a fair amount of success, I think we could all say, by any measure. So let him have at it from my perspective.
I want to know what people in, like, Brooklyn or Manhattan or whatever think of him, because for us in the Midwest, he's a bit of a hothead. But if you remember Andrew Dice Clay, he was basically...
Holy cow, do I.
The personification of the non-business world version of Donald Trump, in a sense. And to people out there, it was just kind of the way people were. So for us, it's kind of you got to take a deep breath and take them with a grain of salt. For people out there, it's like, that's the way people are out there. And so is part of the issue just us a little more sensitized versus... You know, them that they're just that brash all the time anyway, and it's just part of life out there.
That could be the case.
Not saying they're right. Not saying they're right or whatever. Not saying Donald shouldn't, you know, maybe water it down just one notch. But I don't want to see him completely sell out to the point of, well, you know, we got to make everybody happy. The whole political correctness thing. I think part of why he got elected is he wasn't that.
No, I agree with everybody pretty much saying
if we could just get an outsider who's not part of the inside the Beltway crowd, who's got some real world success, a lot of experience dealing with the real world, and just says what's on his mind. Wait a minute, didn't we elect that?
Yeah, that we did, boy. Andrew,
so why do we want to change that now that it's in the White House?
I'm just laughing at you invoking the name of Andrew Dice Clay. Please do not prepare the clip. Do not prepare the clip. We don't need to. Boy, that was big. That was big stuff about 25 years ago.
I've always said that all Donald is like a cleaned up Andrew Dice Clay. But he's Andrew Silverstein is not actually in real life wasn't like that. He is so much like that now because that's all he knows to do anymore. But back in the day,
became him. What's he doing now?
There was a chef show on one of the cable channels with the celebrity and their wife, and they had a whole bunch of those, and he and his significant other, I don't know if they're married or not, were on the show. And he was kind of like somewhere between the Dice Man persona and himself on there, but,
interesting.
Still just kind of the big, you know, thick-headed Brooklyn dude.
Yeah. Well, hey, Todd, I think we must have hit a nerve out there in Fargo because we've got Chad on the line that wants to talk about this Trump situation. So before I even go any further, I've got lots more to talk about here. But before I go further, let's defer to Chad in Fargo. Welcome to the show. Chad, what's on your mind?
Howdy. I think it's refreshing that we have somebody in the White House that basically is actually down to earth. I mean, he's like a blue-collar billionaire. I mean, the guy says what's on his mind. Yes, they want to be polished, but do we really want somebody that's going to fill us full of bunk, or do we have we want somebody in there that says, what do you think? I mean,
amen,
you know, there was a Mark Levin said something that was very, very interesting the other day. He said, with all the technology in that today, why not have our senators and our congressmen stay at home and then vote from their state so they could actually have a fresh mind going in instead of getting corrupted by the swamp? I mean, they're not going to get the health care bill. They're sitting there, all these guys down in Washington are telling them everything's fine, and everybody wants the health care. The only ones who want the health care bill, don't want the health care bill, is the freeloaders. The people are getting something for free. The people that have been paying the bill for all these years, they want this thing rehauled, overhauled, or whatever. The bottom line is that Donald Trump is what we sent him to be, and you know what? He was this way on the campaign trail. Let's watch, and let's maybe we might learn something from him.
Hey, Chad, thank you for the call and the observations. And, I think that's kind of a common theme among our commenters and callers and the callers in the previous hour is that they want to know who these people are out in Washington, D.C. that are representing us as a nation. And there's no doubt about who Donald Trump is. You know, with Obama, with Hillary, I'd say even with many of the Republican presidents, you didn't necessarily always know exactly who they were because they were so protected and they were guarded in what they said. Where certainly Hillary, where off the record, she'd say something entirely different, 180 degrees out of phase with what she said on the record. So interesting point, Chad. We appreciate your call and appreciate you being out of there, or out there. Call number 701-258-0550, toll free 1-800-228-0550. If you want to talk more about Trump's tweeting, that's fine. A couple of other questions that were posed on Scott's Facebook page, and I'll get to some of those Facebook answers after the break, which we'll be moving to here shortly. But one of them is, what is the value of a college degree? And is it necessary in this day and age? Now, that's something where I won't play it yet, but I've got a clip from the Need to Know Morning Show last week where they had a guest on the air, and he made some comments about this, and I thought they were a little bit, honestly, a little insulting and a little bit out of bounds. So we'll play that after the break, and then we'll be glad to entertain some of your calls. And I think that'll generate some calls because interesting good concepts on his part. I won't say any more, but we appreciate you being with us this morning. I've got some other questions, some other things on my mind, some this day in history that's kind of interesting as well. So thanks for being with us. We'll move to our first break, but be right back after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lines for you, 1-800-228-0550. In Bismarck, Mandan, you know, for dials many digits, 258-0550. Brought to you by High Plains Apache, not just some of their sprayer company, they're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. It's been a windy spring. Drift always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Our customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache Sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. The ETA on-site retail store has more than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. The ETA Center will be able to offer the parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just the Apache. They remind you they have parts for all brands of sprayers. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilized parts as well. ET Ag Center for all your application parts, any make, any model. 1701 Eastside Court, basically across the road from Bonanza. 21 past. I'm Todd Mitchell and Scott Hannon on a lengthy vacation to bring some Norwegian stuff back to us. But never fear, the executive director of the Republican Party is coming up later on this show, District 45 Republican chairman, and someday, perhaps, executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party. If he plays his cards right, John Trandum is here.
I hope not.
You know, why?
They refer to executive director as? They refer to it as a good job to have had. Can you figure that one out?
Okay.
That's not something I'm going to aspire to, but it may be a good job to have had. Well, I'm watching this commercial for the new wave oven on TV here. I'm getting very hungry, so we're going to have to refocus here and get back to the program. We've got, before I get back into it here, you know, Todd, do you know the history of Father's Day? The first Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Washington in 1910. I didn't know that 107 years ago. The first Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all you dads out there over the weekend. Hope you had a good weekend. And speaking of the weekend, we've got Rick calling from Hutchinson. And he wants to talk about an event over the weekend. Rick, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm pretty curious as to how this destroyer had a 700-foot ship creep up on it and then sideswipe it.
I don't have the answer. Do you have any speculation?
There's nobody even talking about it, really. But that's pretty, that's like a $1 billion ship. It can shoot down incoming missiles at it, but it can't dodge a 700-foot cargo truck or tank or whatever the heck, the boat. Maybe we need to improve on how that thing is protecting itself.
Well, yeah, you would think that such vessels would have some sort of a detection system that they would know when someone was within 15 miles of them or a greater distance even than that when you're out on the high seas.
Yeah, so we got seven dead sailors. I don't know, them ships are pretty expensive. I'm saying somewhere between half a billion to $1 billion.
Probably.
And it's not safe to take near a coastline where there's one or two ships. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Rick, I appreciate the call, and I wish I had more comments on it, but I just don't because I don't know that we have an answer to that, and hopefully someone will pose an answer. I suspect that will be...
I hope somebody starts talking about it on the news because it's like a dead subject already.
Yeah, well, and I hate to make it a dead subject again, but like I said, I have very little to talk about, and I'll watch the feeds here and see if there's any additional information on that, and if so, I'll try and provide it to the listeners here. But I appreciate you calling in, Rick, and sharing your two cents on that because it is something certainly of concern and something that we should be able to expect to protect ourselves against. So thank you for calling in out there in Hutchinson, and thank you for listening. I'd posed the question before the break. What is the value of a college degree, and is it necessary in this day and age? Now, last week on the Need to Know Morning Show, Steve and Alex had a guest on, Dr. John Richmond. He's president at North Dakota State School or College of Science, in Wahpeton, NDSCS. And he was talking about college degrees. And I think Matt's got a clip ready for us here, so let's run that, and then we'll take off of that. I appreciate your calls and your thoughts on this, because this is very interesting to me what he said. Go ahead, Matt.
You said, Steve, we need to stop celebrating high school graduation.
Oh.
I said, John, you've lost your mind. But you explained yourself, and I think you make some really good points. Tell me what you meant.
Well, and I hope people, you know, don't call in and throw things at me, but because it is nice to celebrate. We need to take time to celebrate. But let's look at it from this aspect. Okay, my grandfather's generation didn't have an education. They were able to raise their family by farming. A lot of families did that. Mm-hmm. My father's generation had an eighth grade education because by that time, in order to get a job, to keep a job, you had to be able to read and write. Okay, my generation, I could have left my Lebanon High School in Lebanon, Indiana, walked across the street, gone to work for the manufacturing firm with my high school diploma, and like a lot of my friends did, and I could raise my family and have a great life like they have. Okay, you can't do that anymore, Steve. Every think tank that I work with, the Lumina Foundation, Gates Foundation, Aspen Institute, the Higher Learning Commission, all of them say the same thing differently. Today, to be a contributing member to society, you need almost an associate degree. That's what it requires to be a contributing member to society. So we're celebrating high school graduation, and we're celebrating you now have enough education to be a ward of the state. I just don't get that. Our curriculums with K-12 were...
Yeah, there was the clip. I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks that's a... He's a little off base, and by a little off base, I mean... way off base. I'm not positive, and I don't want to just attack him. Now, to be fair, we did invite him to appear on the show so we could have a conversation. He wasn't available, unfortunately. Hopefully we can get him back on the show in the future to further explain himself. But this is troubling to me when you have someone saying, in order to be a contributing member of society, you need almost at least an associate's degree. I don't know what almost at least an associate's degree is in the first place, but let's just say an associate's degree, a two-year degree at a vocational school or a NDSU or whatever. But I'm not sure that that's the case, and I think that's a little bit insulting to all of us out here who don't have an associate. I've never had a day of college in my life, and that doesn't mean I'm in any great stakes financially or occupationally or anything, but
half the world's or half the country's millionaires don't have college degrees. I guess I forget what the statistic is, but you know, something like that.
Right, and to be fair to him, I know he's bringing this up to current. This isn't 20 years ago anymore. Now we're a more tech-oriented environment, and I get all of that, but I still think that sells a lot of entrepreneurs short and so forth, and then the ward of the state thing, good grief, that's beyond reason. But in any event, numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. We'll talk some more about that after these messages.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline Protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Hearn, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the edge of the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions, then half-truth is a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement model that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. text the word CLEAR88 to 350350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350350.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text at 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell. PetroServe USA Deli Express Mega Sandwiches as we're rounding the corner, theoretical corner, toward lunchtime, $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, two for a buck. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, bulk up. The 12-ounce cans are two for $5. Nestle, 23-ounce bottles. 23-ounce bottles are just 89 cents each. And a little pick-me-up, Reese's Crunch Cookie Cups, standard, 59 cents, or what really should be called fun size, the king size, because let's face it, fun size are not that fun. $1.09 each. Much more. PetroServe USA also giving away $50,000. Sign up every week to be part of that. 100% American made fuels. Much more. PetroServe USA. Meanwhile, Scott Hannon off for a while. John Trenum is the District 45 Republican chairman and one heck of a guy and filling in today for Scott Hannon on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, Todd, speaking of fun size, is that what they call you now? after the shedding of many pounds, the fun size, Todd Mitchell? I didn't tell you. I had a call one time. I was on the air, and I had a call. And the caller said, hey, it's good to talk to you. I got to meet you at the Tea Party event that you hosted. This is many years ago, 2008 or 9, was 2009, I think we hosted the Tea Party event downtown in Fargo. He said, I had a chance to meet you at the Tea Party event, and I'd heard you on the air before, and you weren't what I expected. I pictured someone much older and more portly.
That's a compliment, right?
I assume I sound old and portly, I guess, and that's fine. It was just an interesting thing to say on the air. I thought that was
people
funny.
Do build their mental image, and a lot of times you don't. Because I'll get that every now and then. You don't like anything like you sound.
All the guys I remember in high school that fell in love with the ladies on the radio shows because of their voices, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes they had a rude awakening.
Hey,
and sometimes not. But
disappointment's one of those things that happens in life.
It is.
So.
It is. Well, anyway, we were talking about this Dr. John Richman, the president at NDSCS, and his comments about education and the importance of a degree, and that you must have at least or almost at least an associate's degree to be a contributing member to society. Now, what do you think about that?
Why is it so many jobs require a degree that you don't think would actually require a degree?
I Well, I don't know. We've got some, and I'd ask the question on Facebook, what is the value of a college degree? Is it necessary in this day and age? The first commenter said, worthless. The second commenter said, completely worthless. Proved it myself several times over. And I know there are those out there that have pursued college degrees and then found that there are no jobs in the field. Sometimes that has to do with the degree that they selected to pursue. Sometimes it's just the fact that there are a lot of people out there with degrees, and then there are people out there with real-world experience. And sometimes nowadays the companies are picking people with the real-world experience.
Right.
Another commenter, David, it's usually not a wise use of that amount of money, which that amount of money, it's a lot of money. College is not cheap anymore. And I see someone posted, and I was thinking about this when I posed this question, the J.P. Sears Higher Education Ultra-Spiritual Life Commentary, and he opens it by saying, what better way to start off your life but to go six figures in debt? And, you know, he's got a point there, and there are a lot of people who are very, very focused, and they pursue this college degree, and they make the best of their years in college. They work while they're in college. They pay down their debt so they don't accrue a lot of debt, and then they get a good job, and that's great. And I'm all for it if people can focus and get a college education and use it. I just don't think that we should be going to college for the sake of going to college. In 2012, President Obama he wrote an executive order that established an initiative on educational excellence. And this is something that this is, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. I think what we need to ask ourselves is whether we're selling our kids short in high school. Because the commenter, Dr. Richman, essentially said that you're relegated to the status of ward of the state if all you have is a high school education. Well, maybe the problem is with the high school education. Maybe it's not a problem with not having gone to college. Maybe the problem is with the high school education. And I'm just looking at a test. And this was actually from the Huffington Post, so the lefties out there can't criticize me for my source. But they posted a test for eighth grade students from, you know, 100 years ago, 1912, over 105 years ago, a test. Among the questions are, a man bought a farm for $2,400 and sold it for $2,700. What percent did he gain? Now, that's a practical question. That's a question that you should know how to answer. How many eighth graders now could answer that question? I don't know if a lot of graduates could answer that question. A man sold a watch for $180 and lost 16 2/3%. What was the cost of the watch? Stuff like that. I don't know if it's a matter of they're not teaching it, if they're dumbing down high school to the lowest common denominator so that the least intellectually gifted kids feel good about themselves, or what it is. And I think the other issue is, and this goes back to this executive order that I mentioned, the social engineering that goes on in schools right now that creates a hostile learning environment for some. Now, the executive order that I was mentioning is, it aims to promote a positive school climate that does not rely on methods that result in a disparate use of disciplinary tools. Now, what this is a race thing that President Obama was trying to put in place or did put in place. What it means is if black students are suspended or expelled at greater rates than white students, it is a disparate use of disciplinary tools. So even if the students in question are causing a disproportionate part of the disciplinary problems, they cannot be disciplined disproportionately. There's one of our problems when we start to look at education like that, and all of the kids as victims, and I'm just not sure that our problem isn't in high school, not so much in college, although there are plenty of problems in college, too, and I'll talk about that a little bit more. We've got Mark from Bismarck on the line, and I want to get to his call. Mark, good morning. What's on your mind today? Mark, are you there?
Hey, good morning. I'm there. Hey, good morning. Hey, what qualification, education-wise, do you need to be a congressman or a president for that fact? And when was the last time you seen a candidate tout, oh, I've got a degree in this or a degree in that? They don't even mention it.
Great points, Mark.
So, yeah, the government shouldn't be talking out of both sides of its mouth.
No, well, no, government shouldn't. And this was a president of a college that made these comments. But I just found that it was a little. I mean, it seems like a self-serving comment to just say, well, everyone needs to go to college or you're stupid and you're going to be a ward of the state. And by the way, I'm president of a college. Please come to my college and pay this amount of tuition so that we can do what we do. And then we kick you out at the end of your when you're done paying and you're going to do what you're going to do. And there's absolutely no guarantee that you're going to go out and get a job. I would be interested in seeing the placement rate among all of the different colleges. I think that's probably a more important statistic than anything to say of the alumni at this school, how many of them were placed in a job in the field, their field of study. What do you think about that, Mark?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, show us the proof. But I think there's a real opportunity for a kind of an apprentice program, if you would, for some of these higher tech type of applications, because they're so specialized. To get that experience, it's hard to break into that work environment. And I think that's maybe we should go back to that.
Good points, Mark, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. He makes a great point in saying that some of the vocational training is probably of greater value than a lot of the college. Even if you look at Ivy League colleges sometimes, if you have vocational training and you pursue that line of work, you'll probably be successful. And the thing is, not everyone is set on making $250,000 a year. Some people are perfectly happy earning a decent living, being able to pay their bills, make their mortgage and their car payments, and support their family. I get it. We've got people coming in from other countries, going to our colleges, excelling, and picking up higher-level jobs. That's fine, because we're perfectly free to compete with them for those jobs. If we choose not to, that doesn't mean we're ward of the state. It just means that we made a different choice. Numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550, toll-free 1-800-228-0550. Back to a couple of more Facebook comments. There's a lot of them coming in, so I'll try to get to most of them if I can. One of them is it's basically a commodity at this point to college, which, yeah, that's true. Another commenter says it's important if you're in the field of medicine, engineering, or a practitioner of law. And that's case. Fair point. Absolutely. You need to be educated to occupy such positions. But not everyone is going into medicine, engineering, or being to be a practitioner of law. And like I said, I think it would be more fair to Dr. Richmond to have him on the air to defend his statements. But some of that, to me, is a little bit indefensible. What do you think? Welcome
so
the call.
So is $250,000 the dividing line? Is that it?
Between contributing member of society and ward of the state? Maybe so. I don't know.
And can you afford that much of a pay cut?
Yeah. Right. Can you, Todd, is the question.
I have no. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, all right. Miranda comments on Facebook here. My professors like to invite employers and successful business people to speak in my classes for motivation. And 99% of the time, the successful entrepreneurs say, I dropped out of college. And employers say, it doesn't even matter what your degree is because we teach you over again. So it usually ends up backfiring.
Well, exactly.
That's a comment from Miranda. That's some interesting insight as well.
There are plenty of walks of life where you have to have the bachelor's degree to apply for the job, never mind the fact the bachelor's degree you may have may be completely irrelevant to the job in the first place.
Well,
and, yeah, like you say, they want to be able to train you and not have to untrain you. So then why do we place the importance upon a bachelor's degree in those cases?
Yeah, well, and then we've got a comment to the contrary, and we share these as well. Thomas says, if you want a job and you want to live in a tiny world, you don't need a university education. If you want to shape the world and understand it, you probably need a university education. Well, I would say that qualifies as condescension.
Exactly.
And that's fine.
I think they're good ideas, but to make it such a necessity, I dispute that. Totally.
I don't think it's an either or necessarily, and I think a lot of times, unfortunately, academia teaches you to be more closed-minded. But we've got to go to break. We'll be right back after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Why not fill up at a pump you own? That's what you do every time you pull up to PetroServe USA. 100% American-made fuels and customer-owned by people just like you. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. Get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies on earth. Four items. $4 all day, every day. Plus, all month long at PetroServe USA, stock up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Nestea, 23-ounce bottles, only 89 cents each. And the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39. And Albany's Gummies, the best. Just $1.29. Helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA. The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining the training opportunities that will be available at the new NDSC Safety Campus in Bismarck.
Ultimately, it's not just an office building. We have 5,000 square feet that we call our training lab. It's going to make hands-on training accessible for safety training and training such as the confined space training, the fall protection training, the scaffolding training, trenching and excavating. We're actually going to have a training tower designed and supported by Roca Rescue. We're going to have all kinds of other training props available, hopefully electrical trailer, scaffolding assemblies, things like that, where people can year-round be able to do safety training, not just in classroom, but actually the hands-on.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on safety training campus at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, we have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. We understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree, $15,000, remarkable value. in comparison to programs elsewhere that can run some $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available at the University of Mary. An education, an excellent education, and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn and apply today. 10 before the hour, and John Trandeman for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, welcome back, and I'm going to go straight into calls here after this one comment I'll share from Facebook on education. Kevin says, a college education will get you a job at a company founded by a high school dropout. There you go, Kevin. I appreciate that comment very much.
That is perfect.
We've got Tom on the road. Tom, welcome to What's on Your Mind, and what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is college education.
Yes, sir.
And the value of it. I hope I don't lose you. I'm going into a little rut here. If I do, I'll catch you on the top.
Okay.
I graduated from North Dakota State in 76 with a degree in zoology. I put out resumes around the country and didn't get any bites. I ended up moving to Colorado. We worked for the Division of Wildlife, and there were no jobs open when I got there. As it turns out, most Division of Wildlife officers are certified peace officers.
Hmm.
And so they recommended that while I wait for an opening, that maybe I could get into law enforcement and I'd have a shoe-in if not. Are you still with me?
I'm still with you. So did you get into law enforcement?
I did. I took a job in law enforcement. I got hired by a police department, and they sent me to the academy. And I ended up staying with law enforcement for over 30 years. And I'm now retired from that. And I've moved back to North Dakota. I'm still working. But I do not regret for a second the education and the experience that I got in going to college. And to get that degree, to get any degree, you can't get C's or D's like you can in high school. You have to have a B average at least, or they just show you the door. And so the point is, if nothing else, what you learn is that you got to get your butt out of bed in the morning. You got to go to class. You got to study hard. You got to put in many more hours of study than you do in class. And it teaches you a work ethic and a intuitiveness that will benefit you throughout your life. And when I look at the workforce today, the young people that I see in the workforce don't have that college education or don't have that work ethic. I know there are a good many people raised on farms and ranches and other areas where they have to work hard as a kid, and they learn that work ethic. And many of them are able to get good jobs to provide for a family. But by and large, I would say a college education is extremely valuable.
Tom, thank you for the call. Thank you for your service in law enforcement. God bless you. It's great to hear that perspective from Tom, because that gives us a little bit of both sides of it. Went to college, did not employ his degree in his occupation, but valued the experience. Now, I would come back with, I guess, I think a lot of that should be instilled in students in high school and by their parents, and I think that's what we're missing. And that's not to say that college isn't effective at instilling those the work ethic and those values as well, but doggone it, why shouldn't we have kids coming out of high school feeling that way? Mel in Jamestown is on the line. We're running close to the break, Mel, but I'm going to give you the rest of my time here. What's on your mind, Mel? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm a 40-year retired teacher. I could talk all week on this topic. when I was in the 12th grade, my brother-in-law took me out in the job. I started mixing mud and hauling blocks, and by the time I was a senior in high school, I was laying block and brick. They never even wanted me to go to college because I was valuable at that point, which most high school kids aren't. And then I went to college, ended up going to UND, Jamestown College, master's degree in mathematics at NDSU, taught at Stanley for 8 years, Billings Central Catholic for about seven, colleges for 15 years. And our educational system is really in big trouble, and it's simply because we don't have any standards left. And I could go on and on and on, but I know I don't have time. But that is our major problem. And the president needs to deal with that first. Every president needs to deal with our educational system first.
Mel, I wish we had more time, too, because it sounds like you've got a lot of great insights. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your sentiments. We've got one more caller. We'll hold through the break here and hit on the other side. Then we'll have Dane Ferguson with the North Dakota Republican Party. We'll be right back after these messages.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I'm saying, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for their glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.